I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, we've got three stories from curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about Benjamin Banneker, an African-American polymath you need to know about, the Seinfeld strategy for improving your productivity, and how an MIT student wants to contact aliens with a massive laser beam.
Let's satisfy some curiosity on the award-winning Curiosity Daily.
We're going to start with a history lesson, because today is the 287th birthday of Benjamin Banneker. He's a polymath you should definitely know about. He was a mathematician, astronomer, scientist, author, farmer, urban planner, and publisher. And here's the kicker. He accomplished all of that as a black man in the era of slavery. To say he overcame obstacles is putting it mildly.
This is an awesome story. Although, fun facts, today is also Carl Sagan's birthday.
That's right.
But we already know about him. And it's also Chris Jericho's birthday. He's one of my favorite professional wrestlers of all time.
Well, that is the first I've heard his name, so.
Right, well, we all learned something today, I guess.
We all learned something. I'm always looking to learn more things about professional wrestling. Well, back to our actual story. Benjamin Banneker was born in 1731, and he fortunately never had to endure slavery. His dad was a freed slave from Guinea, and his mom was the daughter of an indentured English servant and a freed African slave. Banneker's maternal grandmother taught him to read, and he attended a one-room Quaker school for a time. But other than that, he taught himself everything he could about astronomy, mathematics, and mechanics. He also became skilled in farming and surveying, and he even built an irrigation system for the family farm. But that was the tip of the iceberg for what he was able to do. When he was 22 years old, he constructed a clock entirely out of wood, even though he'd only seen one mechanical watch in his entire life. Supposedly, that clock ran nonstop for 40 years, and it was the first clock built in the quote-unquote New World, as it was called at the time. During the Revolutionary War, he designed a farm that grew wheat to feed U.S. troops. In 1789, he made a nearly perfect prediction of a solar eclipse, and the only problems with his calculations were because of discrepancies in his sources. The inaccuracy wasn't even his fault. And he published an almanac every year from 1792 to 1797. They included astronomical calculations, literature, opinion pieces, and medical and title information. As if that wasn't enough, Banneker had one more major claim to fame, this time involving Thomas Jefferson. When Jefferson was still Secretary of State, Banneker wrote him a letter criticizing him for his views on slavery. He included one of his almanacs with his letter to show Jefferson that he was right when he said that all men are created equal. And Jefferson responded with surprising enthusiasm. In fact, Jefferson was so impressed with Banneker that he hired him to survey territory for construction of the U.S. Capitol. You can read more details of their correspondence in our full write-up on Curiosity.com and on our Curiosity app for Android and iOS. But now you know about one of history's most interesting scientists, and we're glad he beat the odds.
Today in Productivity Hacks, we've got some advice from none other than comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Hey, Ashley, what's the deal with productivity? Get it?
I get it, because Seinfeld says what's the deal a lot.
Yep.
That's the joke.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I'm done. Well, in case you're wondering what you could possibly learn from Jerry Seinfeld about productivity, think about this. He made $267 million in a single year, all the way back in 1998. This guy knows how to work it. Now, for comedians, you've got to write new material all the time, but it's not always easy to stay motivated. So Seinfeld reportedly told goal-setting blogger Brad Isaac about a tactic that's now known as the Seinfeld strategy. Put down your junior mints and listen up. Supposedly, Seinfeld said to get a big year-long calendar, big enough to cover a whole wall. For every day you accomplish that task of writing a new joke or whatever your goal is, mark off each day's square with a big red X. After a few days of, say, writing jokes, you'll have a chain of red X's. What you write every day doesn't have to be usable or even good, but you just have to do it. Your only mission at this point is to not break the chain. And that's it. You may know this productivity method by another name, the X effect. Basically, the same rules apply, save for the recommendation of index cards instead of a wall calendar. But having a giant visual right there, plus the satisfaction of seeing a big red X for every day you've accomplished your goal, just don't break the chain and you'll be good to go.
Today's episode is sponsored by Purple Mattress. How did you sleep last night?
I actually had this like thing in my shoulder last week after I got back from vacation. And it's fine now, but I mean, it was pretty annoying for a few days. I guess that's what I get for traveling and sleeping in someone else's bed who does not have a Purple mattress.
Yeah, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam you're probably used to. The Purple material feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported, but it still feels really comfortable. It's also breathable, so it sleeps cool.
With Purple Mattress, you can get a 100-night risk-free trial. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. You'll also get free shipping and returns. And it's backed by a 10-year warranty, so you have one more reason to sleep easy.
You're gonna love Purple. And right now, Curiosity Daily listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text CURIOUS to 474747. The only way to get this free pillow is to text CURIOUS to 474747.
That's CURIOUS to 474747. Message and data rates may apply.
An MIT student wants to contact aliens with a massive laser beam. A new early stage study proposes creating a beacon from Earth that could be seen as far as 20,000 light years away. Ready to announce to the universe that we're here?
I'm not so sure we are, but why not? I mean, Chris Jericho would be an excellent ambassador to the aliens.
Well, whether or not he would be, the laser we're talking about actually is more feasible than you think. Graduate student James Clark is the lead author of a new study that says we could send a message that would reach TRAPPIST-1 in just a few years. That's a star that's 40 light years away and maybe home to 3 habitable exoplanets. Habitable.
Habitable.
In theory, all the project would need is a 1 to 2 megawatt laser. Scientists would focus the beam through a 30 to 45 meter telescope and then point the thing at space. The result would be a huge channel of infrared radiation that would be strong enough to see from far away, even with our nearby sun hogging a lot of the infrared energy in the neighborhood. Clark says it's possible we could even make this signal with today's technology. The U.S. Air Force once developed an airborne laser of 1 to 2 megawatts that was supposed to shoot down incoming ballistic missiles. And as for a 30-meter telescope, that's something we might have very soon. 2 telescopes of similar size are already under construction. The 24-meter Giant Magellan Telescope and the 39-meter European Extremely Large Telescope.
That's its actual name.
That's its actual name. Telescope names are weird. Before we turn on this laser beacon, though, Clark says we should consider some safety issues. Even though the beam's invisible, it could still hurt a person's vision if they looked in the wrong direction. It'll also be strong enough to mess up cameras of any orbiting spacecraft going through the beam's path. One solution could be to build the laser on the moon. But one way or another, this new way of contacting faraway worlds could mean the human race is ready for prime time.
Get ready to break the walls down.
Oh, because he's Jericho? That's nice.
That's his music.
Cool.
It's actually really good. That's all for today, but here's a sneak peek at what you can learn about on Curiosity.com this weekend.
This weekend, you'll learn about a new microscopic technique that'll let you watch an embryo develop cell by cell, the island where the last uncontacted people on Earth live, déjà rêve, an even weirder version of déjà vu, a hypothesis that the language you speak determines your reality, and more.
And if there's something else you're curious about, just email your question at podcast@curiosity.com. We could answer it Sunday or some other day.
That's podcast@curiosity.com. Come hang out with us again Sunday on the award-winning Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Ashley Hamer.
And I'm Cody Goff. Have a great weekend.
And stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.